good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Markets off to a rough start today, while early pressure quickly developed in cattle markets, which pushed prices sharply lower. The lack of support there in the complex continued to draw uncertainty into the market following yesterday's aggressive losses. Losses, though, have moderated today, some giving way to mixed trade. Corn prices were lower in light trade. December corn futures about 8 cents lower. Stock markets, though, higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 40 points higher. NASDAQ up 30 points. In live cattle, mixed trade following strong losses developed through most of the day. The lack of follow-through pressure during the second half of the trading session seemed to have created the potential for a market rally, as December contracts held narrow single-digit gains by midday. Stability in the market will be considered a moral victory considering early triple-digit losses and widespread pressure seen through the complex. Feeder cattle futures, though, remained lower, but have pulled back from strong triple-digit losses seen mid-morning. A lack of continued pressure seen throughout the complex allowed for markets to moderate as the session progressed and potentially may bring additional support back to the market. January futures held narrow losses of 15 cents per hundredweight, with traders limited to light movement as the potential for late-day gains developed before the closing bell. Grain futures were mostly lower today, led by profit-taking in soybeans. Weakness appears part of a broad-based decline in commodities after the post-election rally. Corn prices ended lower today, hit with slow but steady selling overnight, which kept futures in the middle of their trading range for November. Soybeans led the market lower, with January futures cooling off from overbought levels with an inside day so far on the charts. Wheat prices, though, traded mostly lower overnight, with only Minneapolis able to move above yesterday's close. Tight global supplies of high-protein wheat continue to underpin that market, leaving winter wheat adrift. That's a glance at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.